Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight. God's army is
light. Hey, hey, let the church unite. Together we stand, no weapon cannot conquer me. Let the church unite.
Well, good afternoon, and to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Just so you know, today is Monday, October the 31st, 2016.
Just a second.
Okay. So stay in faith and don't get negative towards yourself or your future. Don't lose sleep worrying about things God can deliver you from. In a blink of an eye, know that God doesn't want you to live stressed out or overwhelmed. So don't give up on what God has called you to do. Prioritize your goals and set your time limits. Remember, this is the year of completion. Amen. Today is Monday, October 31st, 2016, as I said. We just at this time would like to thank all of you for turning into our broadcast entitled Come Together for Change. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith. I am your radio co-host together with my gifted husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, thy dynamic host for Come Together for Change radio broadcast in conjunction with our ordained ministers, Men in Search of Change, and that's our ministry, and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, at this time, I certainly want to let you know that you may listen to our broadcast wherever you are, via your telephone by simply dialing 646-200-0578. Again, 646-200-0578. And for those who are not aware, our God-inspired radio broadcast is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make the necessary changes that you need to accomplish your goals and God-given destiny through understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do in obedience to God while you are traveling through your spiritual journey. But unless we come together for change in love, for change in faith, in peace, and in Jesus' mighty name, we will never receive the full blessings God truly has in store for us. For we must change what we have been doing in the past in order to accomplish our new perspective in life so we can believe bigger and go beyond our barriers to reach our higher potentials. When we choose faith over fear, God will take us places that we have never dreamed of. So let's come together for a change, which is our broadcast. Amen. Now, we're going to begin our program by letting you know something. God sees and he cares about everything that happens in your life. He's seen every wrong that's been done to you. He's seen every unfair situation. Maybe someone has wronged you today. You could easily become bitter and angry and spend your life trying to pay them back. However, if you will give it to God and let Him do it His way, not your way, His way and His time frame. Today, know that He sees where you are. He sees where you have been, and He sees the struggles of your heart. Release the struggles to Him and let Him reward you with everlasting promise. Our topic for today is Rise Up and Walk. Our scripture readings will be coming from Acts, the 3rd chapter, the 1st through the 8th verse, and St. Mark, the 16th chapter, the 15th through the 18th verse. And our first scripture, Acts 3, 1 through 8, reads as follows. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the 9th hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Again, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them unto the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. How about that? Now, at this time, it gives me a great pleasure and an honor to present to you and to present to others that may not know him, the host of Come Together for Change, my amazing beloved husband and gifted speaker of today, praise Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith. Sorry about that, sweetheart.
Praise the Lord. It's wonderful to come your way another afternoon, and it's wonderful to know that Jesus is alive. You know, I always say this, because if Jesus is not alive, then we don't have any hope. If Jesus is not alive, then we don't have not only any hope, though we don't have anything to hold on to. But this evening, I want to tell you that you can rise up and walk out of your difficulties. You can rise up and walk out of your depression. You can rise up and walk out of your laziness. You can rise up and walk out of your discouragement, because God is able to help you if you are willing to reach out to Him. Now, I want to speak primarily this afternoon to believers, because I wrote a blog some time ago in Facebook. If you want to see what I've been writing, you can look at Facebook. And it says, "As a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can no longer walk by your feelings. As the word said, we walk by faith and not by sight. Let faith in the risen Savior guide you, guide your steps in this spiritual walk, that you will be delivered from every addiction and carnal desire." Praise God. We see here today we are talking about rise up and walk. And there was a man who needed to rise up and walk. Why? Because he was lame. He could not walk. He was brought there every day to beg for alms. And when he saw Peter and John going into the temple, he said unto them, he reached out to them hoping that he would get something from them. And, you know, it's important to understand the situation. That's why as believers, we cannot look to the flesh. Because here was Peter and John, and this man looked to them to get some kind of arm, some kind of money, some kind of thing that would help him on. Because he was materialistically minded. He wasn't even thinking about his healing. He wasn't even thinking about the fact that he might be able to rise up and walk. But here Peter and John said to him, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. There are so many of you listening today that you need to rise up and walk. You need to get out of the situation that you're in. You need to understand that God is a God of the impossible. And you might say to me, my prayer, I know prayer changes things, but you did not get the answer you were looking for. You must respect the fact that God knows what is best for you, and you can still thank him in advance for what he's doing for you. You may not see it right away, but you've got to do it by faith. You've got to accept the fact that God is able to do the impossible. And even though this man, when Peter and John reached out to him, he got up and walked the same way. This may not be the same situation for you, but you need to take the initiative and rise up and walk. This man was helped. Peter and John, they reached out to him, and he walked. And his walk was a miracle. His walk was not only a miracle, but it caused a lot of confusion because Peter and John were admonished for reaching out and healing this man. They were admonished by the administrators that this was not, speaking in the name of Jesus was not the right thing to do. But they knew what was the right thing to do. And they left there and knowing that this man was healed. The man was completely healed and he got up and walked. I'm suggesting to you this evening that there are many of you out there who are looking at the past. You've had a bad past. You've had situations where you could not get up, and you have done things that you are ashamed of. You have done things that have hurt people. But I want to tell you today that you cannot change the past, but you can assist in changing the present and the future. If you trust God to guide you in the direction that you should go, let us not be looking at the past history of the Jews and other people, because the Jews were persecuted and today they are a strong economic bloc. As Christians, we need to unite. We need to unite economically and pray and seek God's face. As Christians, we need to unite and pray. Now, that's a thing that we don't hear much about. Even this situation right now in this nation, we need to unite. We need to unite in prayer and seek God's face that whoever becomes president will be led by the Lord Jesus, and that God will take full control. So we have to be able to pray. But we have to look at our own situations. You are sitting down there and you have been rocking yourself and you've been looking at your situations. Maybe you are filled with boredom. You are bored because you can't find a job. You are bored because you don't have anything to do. You are bored because things are wrong. You are not looking up the way they should. But I'm trusting God and reaching out to you that you would put away the boredom and the depression and you'll rise up and walk. Walk to that job that you don't think you can have. Walk to that situation.
Yes.
That is
Amen.
happening. Walk. Get up and walk. Don't sit down. Get up and walk. God has it. The devil has been trying to hold you back in laziness. The devil has been trying to hold you back in depression. But I'm suggesting to you today, get up and walk. Get up and do something. Even if you walk to exercise yourself, get up and walk. Christians are too lazy. Many of you are sitting down doing nothing, and you are allowing the devil to hold you back with sickness. And you're saying, well, the arthritis has me, the diabetes has me, and you are saying you can't make it because these things have you. I'm suggesting to you today that you don't have to look at those things. Just like this man was told, rise up and walk, I'm suggesting that God wants you to rise up and walk. I want to show you, because the church today is not doing what it should be doing. The believers today are not active. And I want to read to you St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 15 to 18. St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16. Because when Jesus rose from the grave, he spoke into the ears of the disciples what they should be doing. It's in Mark chapter 16, 15 to 18.
Okay. St. Mark 16, 15 to 18. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them and that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Praise God. I said I'm speaking to believers today. Every believer that believes in Jesus Christ should be able to do these things, because these are the things that Jesus said. You say, well, I don't understand. You don't have to understand. As you pray and seek God's face, you're going to see a change. There's also in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, and Jesus rose from the grave, and the disciples were asking him, what about the kingdom? Is he going to establish the earthly kingdom? Is he going to do something on the earth? And Jesus spoke unto them and said, but he shall receive power, authority. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Samaria and in Judea and under the uttermost parts of the earth. I'm suggesting to you today that Christians have the power. If you're filled with the Holy Ghost, it's not just a shake and jump. You go to some churches and it's nice. It's nice to be able to have a good spiritual move. But the point is, you need to recognize that God has given you power to overcome difficulties in your life, not only in your life, but in other people's lives. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Are you a believer, or are you just a follower? Because you have some followers today who just don't believe, but they just go because they have to go. I'm suggesting to you, it's time for a change. You need to come together and understand how to shake off the things that have been holding you back. There's so many churches with inactive Christians. They're sitting down doing nothing. But just as Peter and John said to this man, rise up and walk, I'm saying to you today, rise up and walk. Rise up. It is time to rise up. It is time to get out of the foolishness that you've been sitting in and recognize what you have. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. He also said, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. He gives you authority over demons. He gives you authority over sickness. He gives you authority over difficulties. He gives you authority over things that would hold you back. And you have a right to rise up and walk towards the victory that God has given you. You need to rise up and realize that unless you rise up, the devil will hold you down. The devil will hold you down in disappointment. The devil will hold you down in discouragement. The devil will hold you down in doubt. The devil will hold you down in fear and make you feel that you can't make it, that you can't go anywhere. What I'm saying to you today, Jesus is saying to you, rise up, regardless of the situation, rise up. Are you willing to see a new day? Are you willing to understand that God is the God of the impossible, the God of the miraculous? God is able to do the impossible. I want to suggest to you today that it's time to drop off the things that have been holding you down. I want to suggest to you today that it is time for you to rise up. Rise up and be healed. Rise up and walk. Whatever your situation, I don't care whether it be arthritis or diabetes. Those are the sicknesses it would seem that the devil has been afflicting people with. I don't care whether it's cancer, whether it's second or third degree cancer, or even fourth degree cancer. If God says it, it can be done. These things shall follow them that believe. And he also says, but ye shall receive power. The point is, I'm saying today is, as believers, do we have that power to reach out and heal? Cancer has been taking so many lives. Cancer has been taking control of so many people. But God is saying to you today, are you ready to make a move? Are you ready to follow? Are you ready to understand? Are you ready to rise up? If you're ready to rise up, I want to pray with you. Regardless of your addiction, regardless of your problem, regardless of the things that have been holding you down, the ties that have been holding you down, I want you to know that God is able to lift you up and you can be healed from whatever situation. A lot of the situations that you are faced with are mental. A lot of the situations you are faced with is because people have been speaking negatively into your mind. And you need to understand that you don't have to listen to the thoughts of the devil. You don't have to listen to the thoughts of people. You have to rise up. You have to listen to what God's word says. Rise up. Are you willing to rise up, or you want to sit down and have a pity party? If you want to have a pity party, that's your problem. But you've got to learn to rise up and do what God wants. Are you willing to rise up? That's the question that I'm asking you today. Because if you're willing to rise up, I'm willing to pray for you that God will give you the courage to rise up and do whatever is necessary to be free from your circumstances. It is time that you rise up. It is time that you understand that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up in judgment shall be condemned. So it's time for you to understand that God is able to bring you out of your situation. You have been praying, and you say, well, I've been praying. But if you have been praying and it has not been working, I want to suggest to you that you get some other people to pray for you. I want to suggest that you open your heart and recognize that God is willing to do the impossible for you. Your situation may look impossible. Your addiction may look impossible. Your situation, your health may look impossible as though it cannot change. But I'm suggesting to you today, if you would just trust God, rise up and put your hands in the air and say, God, I'm willing to trust you. God, I'm willing to put everything into your hands. If you're willing to do that, you can pray this prayer with me as I pray. You can believe with me that we will see the victory over difficulties and different situations. Let us pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come on the behalf of those who have been listening to me, Lord, those who have had problems in their life, problems in their marriage, problems in their home with their children, all kind of problems. Lord, help them, Lord Jesus, to rise up, rise up in the name of Jesus and walk towards your victory, Lord. Walk towards the victory that you have given to them in the name of Jesus. Let your will be done, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you, Lord, for all those who have been listening. And as they hear your word, as Peter and John said to the man, rise up and walk, that they will be able to rise up and walk. I realize that no weapon that's formed against them shall prosper, because you have given them. Let your people be willing to go into a series of prayer where they'll be able to activate the power and the authority that you have given to them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So now you know God is able to bring you out of your situations. God is willing to do the impossible for you. So just rise up. Rise up. Rise up and put your hands in the air and tell God, God, I believe and I trust with all of my heart. I will walk towards the victory that you have given me. Amen? Amen. Well, friends and family, this is all the time that we have for now. We do thank you for listening to our radio program entitled Come Together for Change. We pray that your plate is full with the wonderful teachings of Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith. So get excited as you begin to digest your spiritual food for this week, as your blessings begin to shower you with God's greatness. In my closing, do drop us a line this week and let us know how you are perceiving our program. Our mailing address is Come Together for Change at P.O. Box 90553 in Henderson, H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, Nevada, 89009. Or you could just simply email us at hwgministries@gmail.com. And if you are in need of prayer or counseling, even if you have a question, feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith at 702-454-5717. Thank you so much again, and we ask that you will come back and join us next week. It will be November the 7th. At 3:30, that is Pacific Standard Time, from 3:30 to 4. We look forward to hearing from you. And invite a neighbor or a friend or a family member to join us next week on Come Together for a Change. Amen? Thank you so much. God bless you.
The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up and up.